Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Tanine 36.
Two crashes, both Joburg sides. Sandton M1 northbound, a crash before the Grayston Drive exit, slow moving traffic, and at Alexandra N3 north, there's been a crash near London Road.
State prosecutor Moachim Malatambi argued before the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court that the South African Football Association is a victim in the fraud case against the organization's president, Danny Jordan, and CFO Ronnie Glungu. The state is applying for the recusal of advocate Norman Arendse as the defense counsel. Addressing the court, Malabati says the state has evidence that will require Arendse to testify against Jordan and Gloyo.
Counsel acted in violation of clause 58.10 in that the position he held would suffer compromises his independence. I further submit that the state is also in possession of evidence in which the said counsel would be required to testify on behalf of the state against accused 1 and 3. I therefore humbly request this honorable court to order the recusal of advocate Arendse from the matter before court.
The nephew of graft-accused IEC Commissioner Dr. Nomsa Masuku is the latest suspect to appear before the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge in the 1.2 million rand Standard Bank Adopt a School Trust corruption matter. Sinso Masuku handed himself over to the Hawks this morning. He faces fraud and theft charges of allegations that he unlawfully benefited from the bank's corporate social investment program as an undue recipient. The 30-year-old was granted 20,000 rand bail and his case was postponed until Friday. Meanwhile, Dr. Masuku and co-accused Philip Leroux are also out on bail following their appearances in court. As South Africa continues to battle gender-based violence, experts say a strong support system are key to breaking the cycle of abuse. Today marks the final day of the 16 days of activism against women and children abuse. Melody van Brakel, a counselor from Cradle of Hope, says communities, government and society all have a role to play in helping survivors rebuild their lives. Anastasia Mukhubu reports.
Van Brakel called for better collaboration between NGOs, government agencies and community groups to create a unified support network for survivors.
There is quite a lot being done surrounding gender-based violence, but the way it's done is people and organizations and government are working in silos. They're not working together. There's no good collaboration.
She emphasized the need for practical and accessible services, ensuring real help for those in need. Anastasia Mukhubu for Jacaranda FM News.
And the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geert Pedersen, says the rebel groups has sent good messages to the people of Syria.
They have been sending messages of unity, of inclusiveness, and frankly speaking, also we have seen in Aleppo and in Hama, we have also seen reassuring things on the ground.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier, Safa genoem as slagoffer in die saak teen Danny Jordan.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
It's bad bitch o'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now?